Welcome back, friends. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Final hour of the show. You guys can get at us on the chat, 104.3 WQAM, Miami 104.3 WQAM on Twitch. And if you guys want, you can call in 305-567-0560. And what are you sending me here, Jennifer? These are comments on them breaking up.
Yeah,
I like the guy
they're
just
hilarious.
Goes, contract expired.
People are ruthless.
Ruthless, but they're actually really. I thought,
but
they're
hilarious. Correct.
It was obvious. It was that was a phony. That was a phony couple.
Yeah, it was the only thing that season had was like.
Yeah, and Hoda.
Even, yeah, but she nobody liked her, and it wasn't even like
I didn't.
I think that she's proof that there is such thing as bad press.
Yeah, she really hasn't done anything, right? I only saw there was a video of her recently, like, breaking into her ex's girlfriend.
That's all I've seen.
That's all I've seen of her. She hasn't done any the media opportunities, huh?
She like, was on, like, this YouTube show.
Mm-hmm.
And
she was?
And she took, like, her current boyfriend, and they were super toxic, and no one liked them. So she just showed herself
still
once
being
again.
Toxic.
Exactly.
But I feel like she could. She is, like, one of those. She's like a six man, you know, like you could just bring her into any reality show and she could take over two episodes, you know, so
1,000%.
Like, you know, like Nick Lachey, what's that perfect match that he does? Like, which basically is all the rejects.
Love is Blind.
Love is Blind. No, but what's the other one he does? That's not Love is Blind. It's the one
perfect
where.
Match.
Yeah, perfect match. You could put Hoda in Perfect Match. She's going to get you two episodes. She's going to take over two episodes. You know, it's really she's the Jamal Crawford of reality TV. Headlines are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. In Miami, we go to the beach for a little solcito, and when we want a low price, you save with your pricito. Save now with your pricito at Doral Hyundai. Marlins back at it tonight. They've lost 8 in a row, a true disgrace. They lose 5-3 yesterday to the Astros. They did turn a triple play. That was cool, but that was about all that was cool. Sandy's on the hill today. 8-10 is your first pitch from whatever the hell they're calling that ballpark now, not Minute Maid anymore. And 7:30, Marlins on deck. That'll get you going. The Dolphins have officially announced the Jordan Brooks extension. I just got that press release, so congratulations to Jordan Brooks. They have signed him to a contract extension. Let's see. It was announced Wednesday. He appeared in 97 games, 89 starts, 6 seasons, 838 tackles, 1 interception. Joined the Dolphins as an unrestricted free agent, was a team captain, earned first-team All-Pro honors in 2025 after leading the league in tackles, 183. That's crazy. That's a crazy number. 99 solo tackles, 13 tackles for loss, 3.5 sacks, 3 passes defensed, 1 forced fumble, 1 fumble recovery. He was the only player in the NFL this season to post 150-plus tackles, 10-plus tackles for loss, and record at least 3 sacks. Sheesh. Well, he deserved it. I'm happy for Jordan Brooks. He deserved that money. Him, Aaron Brewer, they got their center, and they got their star running back all locked in for this year. We'll see what's what. I know everybody's fired up for training camp because football's football, dude. And we're going to have a LeBron press conference next Monday, and then we got football coming up right after that, Tuesday. Tuesday, the Baylor's report. We got practice on Wednesday. It's going to be a full week next week, dude. What a time. Don't look at me like that, Brittany.
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to be really upset if LeBron makes his decision while I'm not here.
Where are you going? You're on vacation? Oh,
yeah.
You are going on vacation. Well, that's probably why somebody had to put the link out because they also had to go to vacation.
I'm telling you, that has to be the only
reason.
I thought
Wes Goldberg made a great point because people were talking about the job posting, and Wes made a great point. And you guys, you should go listen to his show. I apologize. I was listening to some Cleveland guys whine there. Wes pointed out on Twitter. Hold on. It's my backup account. He said on the job posting, which went everywhere. Everybody went viral because they thought that the Heat just literally went through the night, had the dark fans. Pat Riley came out and fired this poor bastard, which is not what happened. I think what happened was the Heat had these jobs. Now, it's a little lining up. I don't know. But Wes made a great point where he says, this job posted on July 1st, but it could explain how a shorthanded staff made such a bad mistake. I think that's true. Like, again, people are going to think this is Todd the intern that did this. I think it's probably like the Heat, and they're all great people over there, but like anywhere else, I would imagine, especially after a couple of years where we're you know, it's some leaner years, I'd imagine they probably are asking people like we do here, where they're like, hey, can you do three jobs? So they probably were like, hey, Bob, could you do the YouTube thing? Ah, sure. You know, I do this. You know, I you know, mock up the designs for the store. Sure, I could do that. How hard could it be? And oops. I think Wes makes a great point. Like, if they were trying to hire social media and somebody just took that under their umbrella and that's not normally their gig, completely would explain it. And that's why I don't think it was an intern. I think it was probably some employee. That's not their bag, or somebody who's a little older doesn't use YouTube or isn't as familiar with the features. It's not a hard thing. But again, that's why I don't believe the explanation of, oh, we were getting ready for an if. No, you weren't getting ready for an if. You were getting ready for a sure thing. LeBron's coming to the Heat.
But how do you know? So then on, listen, playing devil's advocate here. On the other side of the coin, mm-hmm. what if because they're understaffed and they have Bob doing three jobs,
right?
They felt the need to overprepare in the scenario that LeBron might come to Miami and make his decision.
No, Bob's too exhausted to do a might. If it's for a sure thing, Bob
well,
is going to go out there.
Clearly, Bob was working overtime because he
right.
did this at 10-something at
right.
night.
That's why Bob or Sheila, whoever it was, doesn't deserve to be fired. They all do a great job, and this is great news. I mean, this is what I'm saying. I don't think that anybody deserves to lose their job over this. It's a ridiculous thing to fire anybody over. It's not offensive.
It's a ridiculous thing to fire somebody over.
It's a ridiculous thing to fire somebody over.
It is. Don't you
nobody know. Nobody did anything offensive to the organization. LeBron's coming to the Heat, and it's going to be something we're all going to laugh about on Monday. So I don't understand why anybody has to be upset about this. This is great news. And look, I understand I'm a very lenient person, all right? But I just feel like, for me,
it's only because it benefits you.
Maybe. I mean, if there was a press conference that said, hey, we're welcoming back Dion Waiters, maybe I'd feel differently, but we're not.
But also, okay, so then in this case, again, hypothetically, mm-hmm. if it was a case of overpreparedness and a mistake on Bob or Sheila's part, and we don't actually get LeBron because it was just overpreparedness. Mm-hmm. Are you going to call for Sheila and Bob's job then?
No. No.
You're full of it.
I really don't care.
You're full of it.
I want to be clear about this.
I wouldn't, Brittany.
I want to be
clear. Go ahead and
you
like,
wouldn't?
Clip
no, I want to. I will be clear about this, just so I can't be any clearer about this. Every Miami Heat fan needs to recognize the Miami Heat, whether they get LeBron James or don't get LeBron James, have had a phenomenal offseason. They got Giannis, dude. Okay? Now, if they get LeBron, amazing offseason. One of the best of all time. But we got to put it in our heads. The Miami Heat got a two-time MVP, one of the top five players in the league. Yeah, I know that people maybe aren't putting him in that category because they want to say SGA or Wemby or Joker. That's the Bucks' fault. That wasn't Giannis' fault, okay? Anybody who tells you that it was anybody but the Bucks' fault is an idiot, okay? So this has already been a phenomenal offseason, all right? But if they get LeBron, one for all time, okay? But I'm telling you something right now. We're getting LeBron James. I don't know what to tell you. Like, you don't make that. That's not an accident. Oopsie-daisy. Maybe we're getting LeBron. You don't do that, okay? Anybody who does anything for social media, this is not the newspaper. And I heard this argument 1,000 times. I said in the first hour, I'll say it again. This is not the newspaper business. Oh, I have to write 2 articles. No, you're not hitting a deadline. This is not the television business. We got to go live. LeBron James has joined the Warriors. Here's a package on it. No, this is not that. You only have one option here, which is to prepare for something because it's happening. That's the reason. So anybody who wants to compare this to television or newspapers or magazines, it's not an honest argument. It's not a good argument. In fact, it's a horrible argument.
It's a
horrible argument, Brittany. This is not journalism. This is not broadcasting. What you do that
it
for...
It is broadcasting.
It's not broadcasting. It's not. It's a team running a broadcast They're not a television network. They are running a broadcast stream. And they only do that for one option, if they're getting him. Not for maybes. Nobody signs up for maybe press conferences. It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. It's legitimately the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Signing up for a maybe press conference? Are you kidding me?
Maybe Bob and Sheila are spread really thin.
And you want to know something?
This is not a broadcast when it literally has a broadcast.
I'm telling you,
he's just trying to make everything fit in.
When we do the broadcast, is that called a broadcast or is it not called a broadcast?
You're being a rat fink. We're a broadcast company. We could do that where we would say, hey, Len will do that. Okay, for example, Galen, I'm going to take you guys behind the radio curtain here for a second, okay? Sorry, Galen, I have to do it. Hold on. Give me one second.
Oh, okay. Is he here? I don't even know if he's here.
Broadcasting,
guys.
He's here. Hey, Galen!
Oh, no.
I'm about to spoil some radio secrets, okay? So don't get mad.
He didn't even listen to what Galen had to say.
I'm about to spoil some secrets, okay? So don't get mad. Don't get mad. But,
oh, here he comes. Look.
Okay, so this is a radio secret.
He woke up.
Because we're a broadcasting company. A radio secret would be, all right, Galen has sat down. Galen will make two different promos, a Marlins win promo and a Marlins lose promo. That's what you prepare for, okay? There's no such thing as a team making a maybe we're getting LeBron James press conference. That's not real. It's not another option you would prepare for. If there's, hey, would Galen prepare? LeBron chose the Heat. LeBron didn't. Would you prepare something like that, Galen? Hey, LeBron chose the Heat or LeBron chose somebody else? No.
No.
Okay. But
no, I mean, it takes 2 seconds.
So what I'm telling you guys is the Heat trying to say, oh, we were preparing for a maybe. Ridiculous excuse. That's it. That's all I wanted to say, Galen.
Oh, that was it?
That was it.
Do you want to talk about how I would fire you?
How would you fire me?
I got to think about that. I'll let you know when it happens.
Gently? Would it be gently?
Oh, very gentle.
Gently. Okay, very good. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Appreciate Galen stopping by. But, dude, I'm telling you, dude. Listen to me. The only way that you would do that preparing as a team is because you're getting LeBron James. Nobody is making a maybe we get LeBron James. They're not ESPN. They're not the Sun Sentinel. They're not Miami Herald. They're not Local 10. They're not WSVN. They're not WQAM. They're not that. We have to do that because we want to sound crisp and up to date. And this is the latest in the radio business. Is LeBron James taking his talents back to South Beach? Or, you know, like that's what you're going to do. You're going to have your radio voice guy do radio voice things. But to say that's the same as a team preparing a press conference, because maybe, no, nobody does that. Silly, we're getting LeBron James. They leaked it. Na-na-na-na-boo-boo. Nice try.
Na-na-na-na-boo-boo.
Yeah, that's right. I don't want to hear
it. That's how you settle things here.
I don't want to hear it.
Mature?
Yeah, I don't want to hear it. No, they're not being mature. No, they're not being mature. They're not talking to us like adults. They want to be like, maybe. No.
Not yet.
Don't be ridiculous. Okay, if you want me to believe that, then you guys also have to schedule a We Didn't Get LeBron James press conference. That's the only way it would be a maybe. That's it. That's the only other option. So stop comparing it to newspapers. Stop comparing it to news stations. Stop comparing it to ESPN and stop comparing it to broadcasting. It's not. You're a team. You only do that for one option. We're not stupid. We're getting LeBron James. We should be celebrating. Ridiculous.
I really hope you're right.
I am right.
Because I don't think I can take.
I wonder what Cal she is right now.
Oh, they have to have skyrocketed. Did I say that right?
Let's see. You did say that right.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know why I felt wrong.
Cleveland's freaking out right now. I'm looking at some of their Odyssey Station clips. Woo, they are mad. Big mad. Let's see. Let's see. LeBron's next team. It's not the highest it's been. It's 49%, but Cleveland's going down the tubes, dude. I'll tell you that much. Cleveland has been like way higher. They're under 30% now. Crazy. Kate Sow says, all the interns are playing bubblegum, bubblegum in the dish to see who takes the blame.
I want to be, like, I wish I knew who that person was.
That's another thing. And I, again, I'll reiterate a point that I made in the first hour, but if you're just tuning in, the idea that this was an intern is also ludicrous. This was an old person. This is an old person mistake. This is Bob, who's probably been there for a while. I'm telling you, this is not a new person's. This is not a new young person's mistake. This is an old person's mistake. You want to know why?
Do you really think they'll have an old person do all of this?
When I say old, I mean somebody in their mid 40s and up. I'm saying
you wouldn't. But you wouldn't do that.
I'm not there yet. I'm still in my 30s for a few more months. But no, I wouldn't make that mistake. I wouldn't make that mistake. But
Leroy
would
make that mistake.
Leroy, if somebody Leroy's age isn't, it said, I'm taking over YouTube, I could do this.
I want you to know whoever appointed Leroy to make the decision is the only person that deserves to get fired in that situation.
That's the person that needs to get fired.
Okay, when I started this bit, Jennifer, what is the first thing I said about the old? They're not what? They're not very good with technology,
no,
dude.
No, they're not.
Right,
the
no,
old
yeah,
are
yeah,
not
okay.
very good with technology.
Went to an obvious answer here.
So I'm telling you right now, that's an old person's mistake, but it's not a mistake because we're getting LeBron James, dude. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. I'm so excited. What a time. What a time to be alive. What a time.
I give you some weather. I really hope not.
You really,
I mean, I really
guys,
hope
I gotta
so.
Tell you, it was me. I'm the one that did it.
Weather right now. Beep, 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 boo. Did I do weather already? I don't think so.
I don't recall.
Well, just for safety's sake, weather is brought to you by Tornado Roofing and Contracting, helping homeowners stay safe this storm season. Visit tornadoroofing.com for a free roof and window estimate. 91 degrees, partly sunny. I miss his face.
Oh.
I miss Leroy's face.
I wish we knew his opinion on the situation. I'm not going to lie.
Well, he's probably high as a kite right now, Yogi. He's probably under like anesthesia.
That's when we need to get his opinion.
The feels like right now 92, and you know it's soupy down here, guys. It's South Florida, so gotta stay hydrated, champ. Gotta stay hydrated, champ. Headlines are brought to you by Doral Hyundai in Miami. We go to the beach for a little solcito, and when we want a low price, you save with your pricito. Save now with your pricito at Doral Hyundai. Marlins again in action tonight. 7:30 is Marlins on deck. 8:10 is your first pitch as they wrap up that series. Sandy is on the hill. You can hear that right here on QAM. We'll take a break. More to come. We're back after this. All right, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program as we got Marlins baseball back tonight. If you guys are into torturing yourself, they've been playing pretty terrible lately. Did have a triple play. There was that yesterday. Jordan Brooks officially penned a paper on his deal. The Dolphins have tweeted out the extension. Dolphins training camp gets underway next week. And as far as the Heat's concerned, I'm seeing some videos of Pelle Larsson and Keshad Johnson working out in Spain, the former Arizona Wildcat teammates, former Heat teammates. It does bum me out a little bit that Keshad is not on the team. I really like Keshad Johnson. I like his vibe, but I get it. It was tough to really see a role for him on this team either, you know, because I kind of feel like Myron Gardner was going to do a lot of that stuff. I think they really like Myron's intensity, but I feel bad because I remember when Keshad was, doing the social media thing. Everybody saw Giannis dancing behind him at the slam dunk contest, and now he's not here right now. Maybe on a two-way, though, later. He did say he'd be open to that. I'd be open to him on a two-way deal. I don't know if I don't know if they feel that way or not, but yeah, it's one of those things where, you know, that happens. Sometimes good people get kind of squeezed out on jobs when it comes to professional sports. But good dude. Good dude. And I like to see Pelle Larsson's summer continuing because he is Nikola Rozirvich says, I take a shot over Golden on a two-way. Yeah, but I think they're kind of keeping Clutch Sports happy with that one, dude. I think that's – I didn't even know that Vlad Golden was represented by Clutch.
That was crazy.
I was like, he is? I mean, I don't know why. I mean, I get it. They're a huge entity. Of course they're going to have some – they would have some centers. I think they represented that that center from China that's on Portland. Forget his name. But I was like, oh, he's a Clutch guy? I'm like – because he did not have a very good summer. I'm just going to say that. Not a very good summer. And I was kind of hoping to see a little bit more domination from him. I know he had a game where he had like four blocks, but that dude was allergic to making baskets at times for the summer league team. So I'm with Rozierevich here, where he says he would take Keshad Johnson, but I think they actually have one more spot, so they may be in one of those. Maybe they are going to use it for that. Who knows? Who knows what they're keeping that open for? I know that I think it might have been Ethan Skolnick. Didn't he say that they would be open to giving Bronny a two way? But Bronny would have to get cut to get a two way because he has a standard deal right now.
Yeah.
Oh. You're right.
Yeah. they would have to cut Bronny, and I mean, in that case, again, if it makes LeBron happy, why not?
Yeah, I mean, like they got spots open. They got spots open. Like if you told the Heat, you want Russell Westbrook or you want Bronny, and you know, one guy hates LeBron and one guy is his son, I think that they're gonna probably trade for his son or get his son if his son was cut. That's probably the way that's gonna go. But we'll see. We'll see. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll wrap things up on the other side. I got a bone to pick with a certain somebody at this station. That's next. All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. C. Dallas says, Sandy, get that dub tonight. Let's go. Hopefully, man. I can't take this anymore. Rough. Got a bone to pick with one of our comrades here at the station, one of our colleagues, and that is Mark Hochman.
Oh,
why?
I don't like what he said yesterday.
What did he say? Or in regards to?
I saw. Oh, well, I didn't listen to this live. I did not hear this live. I don't know when this filth got over our airwaves yesterday, but you can say a lot of things. You know, you have your wacky takes, and it's adorable. I love, you know, Hochman, Crowder, and Solana. You know, it's an entertaining show. There's been a couple of things that I have not liked that he's been trying to do lately. You know, and he's sports comic doing his bits. But you don't come for Goran Dragic, okay? You just don't.
Oh, you don't
come for Goran Dragic. You don't do that. If you don't know what I'm referring to, I'm going to bring the clip up here from their show. I assume this was yesterday. And Hochman has issue with Goran Dragic giving words of encouragement to Giannis Antetokounmpo, who will now wear number 7, of course, famously donned by the dragon Goran Dragic.
You know who else annoys me? Goran Dragic comes out to give his blessing to Giannis for taking number 7. And telling him it's yours now to make it. Like, hey, we got you, Goran. Like, this guy has tried to insert himself into every Heat moment. Like, again, appreciate what you did here, which was not much.
I don't think you do, Hawk.
I mean, he was fine. He was a great point guard. He was a great point guard. Great, top, probably overstated.
Yeah, but he's top 20 Heat player of all time.
Yeah, I mean, we need Goran Dragic to give Giannis some sort of go get him for number 7. Like, we had already moved on, Goran. I hate to break it to you. There's been like 6 people who've worn the number since you. What are we doing here?
Goran.
All right, I'm already furious. I don't even know if I'm going to play the rest of it.
Did anybody defend?
I don't know.
Dragic?
I don't know. I don't know. I didn't hear.
Well, according to the chat, it says everyone in the chat was in disagreement.
I think that is just such a heinous thing to say about a Heat legend in Goran Dragic, who should have his number 7 in the rafters already. Arguably the greatest Heat point guard of all time. I mean, the only reason we're sitting here even fawning over LeBron James returning instead of thinking about Goran Dragic beating LeBron James in a final is because his foot exploded, okay?
True.
His foot unraveled in the bubble. This guy was an assassin for the Miami Heat. And I'm going to sit here and listen to Mark Hochman wax poetic about, we don't need to have your feelings on Giannis. Well, let me tell you something, Hawk. Actually, you do, dude. Actually, you do. Because we sat here smooching D. Wade's ass year after year for doing his recruiting. Well, let's not forget, Goran Dragic also made his way to Milwaukee, spoke sweet Slovenian nothings into Giannis's ear, saying, "Brate, I got a place for you. You come, you play 305. And told him on his podcast, even was nudging him this way. So let's just put the recruiting stuff aside. But to take a giant whiz on his basketball resume with the Miami Heat is unbelievable, dude. And I got to tell you something. It's not even like Goran Dragic gave his blessing. Like, he already tried to fake do that with Kyle Lowry, who was just like, "Oh, I'm going to wear number 7. Mm-hmm. It was already crazy. But to think that Goran Dragic can't celebrate a moment for a guy that he was teammates with and is happy for his organization is just so out of bounds. It's so out of bounds. And I got to tell you, I hate to do this, but Hawk and Crowder, quite frankly, have been doing this bit lately where they like to take beloved members of the Miami Heat and are like, "They weren't that great." They're doing that with Chris Bosh too. And I don't like that. I don't like that. And again, I can't stress this enough. I don't like that. So let's put the proper respect, dude. But what can I expect from somebody whose favorite basketball player is Matas Buzelis? That I'm supposed to listen to this type of guy who goes to bed every night when with his Michael Jordan undies, hasn't graduated from the 90s. Dude, get over it. The Last Dance wasn't even that good. It was a hit piece on Scottie Pippen. And you celebrate that guy? You know what kind of documentary I would watch? Goran Dragic clawing his way out of Slovenia to make his way to an all-star roster. That's a success story. And you want to talk about Michael Jordan. Get the hell out of here, Hawkman. I mean, it really is. Like, it's crude and unnecessary to one of the most decent people that's on this earth. You want to talk about a real one, it's Goran Dragic. And yeah, you want to know something? You better ask for his blessing, okay? You sleep with one eye open when you go after a Slovenian assassin like Goran Dragic. Hocus. I'm not trying to hear that nonsense from you. Guy loves Matas Buzelis. That's his favorite player. And he has opinions on Goran Dragic's Heat legacy. Ridiculous, dude. He's right there with Tim Hardaway. Lucky that his foot didn't explode in the bubble. His number should be in the rafters. But you want to know something? He did put it on the rafters. He put on a very tall Greek gentleman, which he's partly responsible for bringing here. So you should get on your hands and knees, Hawk, and thank Goran Dragic. Kiss Goran Dragic's ass is what you should be doing instead of belittling his legacy. Ridiculous, dude.
It's disgraceful.
I'm supposed to take advice from a guy who likes Aperol spritzes, though. Unbelievable.
Bitter.
Bitter. That's what he is.
It is bitter. A bitter drink.
Bitter spritz as face is what he has.
Bitter for the bitter.
And he wants to sit here talking. That bubble champion, the only reason it's an asterisk championship is because they didn't have Goran Dragic.
It's true. Or Bam.
Or Bam with one arm.
Yep.
And Goran Dragic, this man is sitting here trying to play on one foot, tears rolling down his face, and you're belittling that? And you guys dismiss Chris Bosh's career? You guys think this was all LeBron James and Dwayne Wade? Unbelievable, these two. But mostly Hawkman. Has that audacity to say, "Oh, I don't need Goran Dragic." You do, actually. You honestly need more of a blessing to walk around these streets from Goran Dragic. That's what I would watch out. I'd look over my shoulder if I was ever at the Kaseya Center, Hawk. Crazy opinions.
"Oh, maybe he's top 20. I don't need his approval."
First of all, he wasn't even giving his blessing. He was just saying, "This is a cool thing. This is a guy I like." That's his guy, Giannis Antetokounmpo. And you're just acting like he's getting that permission from, like, Blake Ahern. That's how you're treating Goran Dragic.
And I'm sure Giannis really appreciated the message as well.
Yeah, we know that he did.
Of course. They're buds.
You want to know what message he doesn't appreciate? What Hawkman's saying about his guy, Goran Dragic. Imagine Giannis being like, "Hey, well, who's your favorite player?" And he says, "Matas Buzelis." He goes, "Who?" That's what I got to hear? Okay, great. Awesome. To go after somebody as great at what he does as Goran Dragic and as much of a gentleman as Goran Dragic is so unbecoming. I really don't know what to tell you guys. So listen if you want to. I mean, you know, listen if you want to that crude Mark Hawkman coming up here. But I didn't care for that. I thought it was low rent and really out of bounds. Really out of bounds to say those types of things about Goran. That's my guy. My brate.
No, I wasn't expecting that either.
I don't appreciate that. There are very few things I don't joke about, okay? One of them is ruining perfect games. And the other is Goran Dragic. I don't joke about that. And what he did was below the belt and unbecoming. I didn't like it. You know, I get it. In today's day and age, we all want to get clicks and we all want to get, you know, numbers up and views up, and you want to be a shock jock. But to come after the decent people and legends of this game, no, dude. No, I'm not for that. I'm not for that. I'm not for that. I don't think that's cute. I don't think that's cute. No. I don't think that's cute, Jennifer. I don't think it's cute. It's not cute. It's not cute, and it's not funny. Leading scorer on a finals team, Jennifer. Leading scorer. Your beloved Michael Jordan did that. Oh, but he's just, but to you, he's Chris Quinn. No offense, Chris. As a player, you're a great coach. I'm just saying, like, you're acting like he's some backup point guard. He's just some run-of-the-mill dude. We're sitting here. Are you kidding me? What kind of behavior is this? This is who we have on our station? No, I'm just serious. Like, these are the kind of takes we're spitting out. Goran Dragic, maybe he's maybe you. Disgusting. Disgusting. I mean, just a heinous person. Just a heinous person. To say those types of things.
Uh-oh.
About, don't you come in here with your Goran Dragic face. Just an unbelievable. You know what you did.
I just got a text.
Get off the mic.
From a friend of mine, Buddha, and he's like, Tobin is crushing you on the air for some Goran take. Yeah. And I better walk back.
You're
there.
Treating him like he's Blake Ahern.
There's been 8 guys who've had his number since he's worn it.
It doesn't matter. He's a legend. He's arguably the best point guard of all time on the Heat.
Oh, stop.
He
it.
Is,
stop
dude.
It.
If There's his no foot need doesn't to explode, yourself, leading scorer on a finals team?
Yeah, but you can't do that. If this didn't happen, then maybe this. Can. You can't do that.
People do it all the time.
But I am very angry at Solana for posting that on social media, because that was meant for the confines of our cute little radio show. And then he has the gall to ask me to be a collaborator on that, and I'm not opening myself up to that.
I'm going to send it to Goran.
I go, I don't want this.
You opened yourself up to all of this.
I don't want that in the Twitter sphere and the Heat fanosphere. It was just a cute little thing. Yeah. I love Goran Dragic.
That didn't sound like love.
I went to the place. I bought the suits. I did everything that Goran asked me to do.
You didn't get a suit. You didn't go to Austin.
I got 6 suits for the price of 2.
This is ridiculous, man. Ridiculous. Unbelievable. Well, if you want to listen to that filth coming up at 2:00 today.
Now he's like, I didn't mean to.
Look at
him. He's so apologetic.
Apologize now. All of a sudden. All of a sudden, he wants to change his tune. I gotcha. Okay.
My fingers out to the other one.
Like, if you don't, you know what? If you don't want to hurt everywhere, you shouldn't say it at all.
Right. Exactly. You gotta reap what you sow. You're going to say some things. You're going to hurt some feelings. But to go after a gentleman like Gogi? No. And you should thank him for Giannis. Can you imagine what we'd be talking about if it wasn't for Goran Dragic?
The Heat intern. That's about it.
Well, that's a great guy. I want that guy in studio. Whoever that is, whoever did that, once we get LeBron James on Monday and they say, hey, Tobes, you want to sit down with LeBron James? I'm like, no, I want to sit down to the guy who leaked this press conference. That's who I want to talk to. That's my guy. All right, everybody, that's our show for today. Again, well wishes to our boy Leroy, who's going under the knife in like within the hour. So we hope he's doing okay. And we love you guys. Now, if you want to listen to Hot Crowd on Solana, I mean, that's fine. But, that's a real piece of work that guy is. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. We'll talk to you rascals tomorrow. Clay, just the
they not like us. No, you know, like hit.
I'll move to Utah.
Stop it.
And you know, Oda's are a grind.
I see y'all when I see y'all.